Welcome to Queen Rise Radio. I'm Jackie Hyman, and I teach you and your kids how to speak up for yourselves with confidence and live a safer and freer life through an empowering and simple method of self-defense. I'm so glad you're here. Now let's jump in.
Hey, welcome back to Queen Rise Radio. Today is a fun one because we're talking about why I teach people to fully knock out an attacker, why I don't teach them to run away. Okay. So this is a really, really good question that I get in almost every class. Why are we not learning to run? And there are some really good reasons. But it deserves a very clear preface that, as you know, if you have been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, that everything you do is a choice. And that I don't tell people what to do, which kind of contradicts the title of this episode, but hear me out. If you choose to run, I completely 100% applaud that. 100%. Because you made an empowered choice about that. This is not about why or why not to run. This is about why I don't teach to run. I teach that you can make that choice for yourself to run. But there are certain things to be aware of if you're going to make that choice. One is, do you have a safe place to run to? If so, that's great. That's completely amazing. And I remember once I was on the street being harassed by someone. I saw a group of people, didn't know whether they were safe or not, but decided to run to them anyway, and they helped me. Okay? So it's a tool. It's a good tool. It's a tool that works. It's a tool that can teach you, keep you safe. It's a tool you can use if you have a safe place to run. The other thing about running is that when you run away, you need to give your back to the attacker. So you need to turn around and you won't be able to see what's happening behind you. You won't be able to see if they're running after you. You won't be able to deal with what's there. And when you can't see what your attacker is doing, it's very, very hard to fight, okay? The other reason is not everyone's an amazing runner. Like, it's way easier, in my opinion, to knock out a very strong person than to outrun a very strong, tall person, like, unless you are a runner. Maybe you are, I don't know. My personal preference is to continue fighting until he's knocked out. But every situation is different. Every situation is different. And so you may find yourself in a place where you feel really safe turning around and running. Here's the thing, though. You don't come to a self-defense class to learn how to run. And so it's good to run if you can, if you feel safe, if you have somewhere safe to run to. But you don't need me for that, right? And so what you may want me for is to teach you what to do when running isn't a safe option. Okay. That's the other reason I don't teach that much about running. It should be noted though, that running doesn't just include running, right? It can include changing your place of work, changing your supervisor, changing schools, leaving a relationship, leaving a place that doesn't feel amazing to you. Not answering the texts of people who feel you make you feel less than amazing. Like, it can mean a lot of other things rather than just run. And so it is important to note that you do have the right to leave, like get up and leave, even if it may seem rude, even if you don't know where you're going to go. You do have the right to leave, okay? So those are the reasons why I don't teach to run. Now I'm going to tell you the reasons why I do teach to completely knock someone out. And that is that once you knock someone out, they're not going to be able to recover and chase you down while you're running. And this is really important, especially for women whose upper body is not, our upper bodies are not as strong as our lower bodies, and men's lower bodies are not as strong as their upper bodies. So if someone were to chase you down and tackle you, if it's a man and you're a woman, they may be able to do that pretty easily and hurt you on the way down. And so knocking someone out completely, and I'm not talking about, God forbid, killing them, okay? I'm talking about a good 20 minutes where they're not conscious so that you can get away, so that you can figure out how to get out of there, so that you can take care of yourself. 20 minutes until the police show up. Maybe he's in your house. Like, you don't know. We all think about, you know, it's going to be in a field. Like, it doesn't, it's not necessarily going to happen that way. It's not very likely that's going to happen that way. Well, you'll be able to run and run and run. Okay. It might not be on the street where you can run into a store, right? It might not. And so I overtrain my students. I want them to know what to do if that's not a safe option. And this does take some mindset work. Like, whoa, is what he did, does that really call for a knockout? And sometimes even I am like, wow, does this really call for a knockout? And the answer is yes. Yes, you absolutely have the right to do whatever it takes to get you back to a place of safety. If that means knocking him out because he's not respecting your boundaries, because he's not listening to your very clear no's, because he is still advancing on you, because you feel like you are in danger. And I'm not talking about what his intentions are. I'm talking about how you feel. You feel like you're in danger. It's your right to trust that feeling and fight back. Whatever it takes to get you back to a place of safety. Whatever's going on with him is not important in the moments leading up to an attack. You understand? It's not important during an attack if they're the attacker. Whatever legalities you're going to have to deal with, or whatever consequences you're going to have to deal with from knocking someone out, you will take care of that later. You will find support for that later. Self-defense isn't about that. I'm not a lawyer. I'm here to help you protect yourself leading up to, during an attack. And also after. We do talk about after. You know what? That might be my next episode, what to do after. But what's important during that moment is you. And so funny because, you know, I've been posting more tutorials on my Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, by the way, what are you even doing? It's Queen Rise Self-Defense on Instagram. I've been posting there short tutorials. And I have one where I'm sitting down in a chair and I give a back knuckle to the guy next to me. And I'm getting comments from men like, how is this self-defense? Like, when would you ever be attacked sitting down next to someone? Like, they don't understand. It's clear to me that a lot of men don't, it doesn't even fall on them that that person's hand might be sliding up your leg. Or that person might be touching you in a way that you really don't want. Right? And then I'm thinking to myself, I even question, I'm like, does that call for a back knuckle to the face? You know, it's like, they kind of even get you to question yourself sometimes. Like, it's not like he's hurting me physically. But then clearly when we go into it, the answer is absolutely that situation would call for a back knuckle to the face. Absolutely, it is your right to fight back when someone is sexually harassing you. Absolutely. You are not the one who took it to the physical plane. They are. They are. And so a back knuckle to the face, if someone is trying to touch you inappropriately, is not an overreaction. It is self-defense. I'm not saying you have to do it. Be very clear. I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm saying it is your human right to fight back. Okay. So I will link that reel in the show notes. And this was quite a short, intense one. If you have any questions or comments about this, please hit me back on Facebook Messenger, Jackie Hyman, or Instagram Messenger, Queen Rise Self Defense, Jackie Hyman. And I will see you next week. Have an empowered, strong week. See you then.